Hey there, fellow geekers. It's Jay Stu. I'm coming out here today to tell you about a fantastic show going on in Burlington this coming Sunday, October 23rd. The show, of course, is Articon. It'll be at the Holiday Inn. Tickets are fairly reasonable, $8 for adults, $2 for kids under 12. It's going to be a fantastic show. It's put on by our very good friends from Jaded Dragon Studios, Lara and Paul. It's a show that's been years in the making. I know they've been planning this for a while. They wanted to get everything right. They've got plenty of awesome guests, plenty of great artists, plenty of great vendors, some cosplayers, some special guests like Christian Potenza, Leslie Doyle, Ivan Sherry from Inspector Gadget, and Toby Proctor from Sailor Moon. We're going to be there. We got the geek. We're going to be in a section with Dr. Stevel and the Doctor Who Society and GCE and Ryan's All Things Geek. We're very excited to be there. We loved the last one in 2013. Met a lot of good friends that time. We're still very good friends with everybody today. It's a lovely con. You're going to love it. You should go. Don't take my word for it. Like I said, this has been years in the making. I'd like to end the segment with a word from Lara herself. John Ballmer and I interviewed her at Toronto Comic Con last year, and she had some thoughts on what she wanted to accomplish. So I'm going to leave with that. We'll see you all out there on Sunday.
We have an exciting thing to announce, too, that at the end of 2016, we will be doing our Articon again.
Nice.
But we will be doing it as a last show.
Okay.
So we're going to go out with a bang. It's going to be maybe a little bit bigger, a lot more attractions. We're going to really try to pull out all the stops for the last one so that we can, like, you know, just make everybody really happy. But it does take, you know, anywhere between 16 to 18 hours a day for almost 6 months for me to put together a show like that, and it's exhausting. So I'm going to give it my best because I've been illustrating children's books and doing a whole bunch of other stuff. We're going to pull this show off, and then I'm going to just go back to normal con life after that.
Nice. We're psyched, and of course you can't see it out there on the air, but John Ballmer was just waving his arms around when he got that announcement.
I'm excited for Articon. That was a great show.
We had a great time, man.
And it was one of the most comfortable shows that I, not only that I ever did, like where I had a table, but also one of the most comfortable shows where I got to walk around and meet people. Everybody was happy to be there. There was nobody pushing, nobody shoving, nobody saying, hey, I'm trying to get through here. Well, the Dallas were doing that. But
I get asked at least 3, if not 4 times a week when we're bringing the show back. From everybody, from all corners, from emails, people bumping into me, people phoning me. It is just, I didn't realize it was going to be so impactful. We just wanted to make a place, like John said, that felt more like inclusive and happy, and I think that we really succeeded in that, and I think that's where everybody's very passionate about it coming back. So I hope that we can get a lot of people out for our last show. That would be wonderful.
Yeah, we had a great time. I mean, my favorite part of that show is we made some long-lasting friendships at that show, including you guys, of course.
Yes, oh, very much so, including yourself and, yeah, and John over here,
yeah,
which you can't see me pointing my thumb at.
That's when we met Alfonso for the first time.
Exactly.
And
Toronto X-Men,
yeah.
Doctor Who Society. That was my first encounter with
them. Ghostbusters were there at that one as well.
That's right, yeah.
So that my first Articon is where I actually met the group, so that was almost 4 years ago now, I believe.
Oh, wow.
Has it been that long? 3 years ago?
Somewhere.
Perfect.
There, yeah.
So yes, that's where I met them at a convention before, and then I invited them to the show, and they came, and they're so great, we just all became friends, so it was a no-brainer for, like, me to transition into that as well, so.
I think that's why that show worked so well, is because everybody just became friends and wanted to spend more time with each other.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
It's a lot different than the bureaucracy that goes along with some of the bigger shows. It's, you know, you don't know the management as well. You know, if there's a complaint, you don't really know exactly who to take it to. It can kind of get confusing. With smaller shows, it's easier to have, you know, a good show. But I've even seen smaller shows kind of fumble over themselves. It pays to really, really, really be organized. And to create a show like that, it pays to have really awesome artist friends who will come and, like, support you. So,
well, it's a great time, and we're proud to be part of the geek community.
Nice.
I'm always trumpeting that and, you know, cheering to people about it.
Well, I'm definitely going to want to be at Articon, just so you know. Make sure I got a spot.
Nudge, nudge, wink, wink.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And we always love talking to you. And
oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
No problem. We enjoy all the art that you guys do. It's always awesome.
Thank you.
And it's always progressing. Like, there's always something new coming, too.
Yes.
I love watching the updates of, hey, this is what we're working on now. Like,
I know.
Yeah, for sure.
We've just had a really good last couple of years where we've built up on the friendships that we've had and assisted other people who've assisted us. And when you're like a village lifting each other up, I mean, everybody's going to succeed instead of just you. So it's really important that all my artist friends and all the geek community succeed at what they're trying to do as their goal. And that's what Articon was pretty much about. It was bringing people together and helping them succeed at what they were doing. And it was a first show for quite a lot of people. Almost a quarter of the artists that were at that show, that was their first show ever. And now they do fan expos and they travel the country, even going to North America and overseas. So I just feel so blessed that, you know, I was able to, you know, help people in that way. So,
well, we appreciate it. And as always, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Yeah,
and
no problem.
Look forward to seeing you at other events.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.